Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
Far side, Gensel to the Tang along the goal line. Centers in her front, shot by Bluger. He shoots and scores. Denny Bluger in front, and the Penguins have taken the lead 2-1 here in period number two. Oh, get that little dog off my lawn.
Same call Kevin Hurd made in the Central Mountain game. All right, so what? That's our play-by-play call today. Penguins won 3-1 over the Edmonton Oilers last night in Pittsburgh. Kevin and Dick Hort, by the way, winning the PAB Award, Best Broadcast for the Shikellamy Central Mountain game this year. Congratulations to them. Well-earned, well-deserved. Congratulations. And they earned it, believe me. They do great, great work. All right. Any other emails? We've had a lot the last few days.
Yeah, it's been a great few days. Yeah, keep them coming in. Steve Jones at WKOK.com. We got the basket cleared out now as we speak. So we're good. We're all caught up.
Good. Good. Yep. All right.
Yep.
But the one about is redshirting obsolete. You always have to remember that not everybody is that 4 or 5 star guy that comes in like a Micah Parsons that you know has to play right away. You've got guys that down the road, I think Judge Culpepper is going to be a good player at Penn State. I think Aeneas Hawkins is going to be a good player at Penn State. Jason Owe had not played a lot of football in his life until he got here. So because you're talking about a guy who's not played a lot in his lifetime, that's the kind of guy you're looking at who ended up playing 4 games this year. And he still has 4 years of eligibility. Now, he may break out and bust out and be awesome and incredible the next 2 years, where maybe he ends up leaving. But a guy like him was not ready to take on a full load of playing game in and game out, probably until later in the season. Then at that point, you're still at a developmental stage. Everybody develops at their own rate. That's why redshirting will not be obsolete. You just can't say, okay, here's the entire recruiting class of 23. They're all going to play. Because you're going to have some guys in there that at that stage of their life, at that stage of their career, they can't quite grasp it or handle it yet. The game might still be too fast for them. But then suddenly, a year and a half later, they're one of the better players on the field because now they've caught up to the speed of the game. They've caught up with all the concepts, and now they've become an important contributor for you. So with everybody being on their own clock, redshirting will not be obsolete. And yes, you will still have some fifth-year players. You'll still have some fifth-year players. We can't forget that. That you will. I'll give you a good example. I mean, I know that he just finished, but Nick Scott ends up being a 5-year player. He ends up being a 5-year player because he came as a running back. You looked at Barkley and he didn't play another position. He works as a backup, finally gets to be a full-time starter. He ends up with a 5-year career. Okay. Amani Oyewere, a 5-year career. When Amani first got here, he wasn't ready to play. Then all of a sudden, slowly but surely, broke in. Boom, finally becomes that full-time guy the last 3 years. Great. That That was a very thoughtful question. We've had nothing but thoughtful questions, in fact. I've been impressed by that, by the quality of question we've received. Jamie on basketball, Rob on ice hockey, this one. And, of course, Sean started the show with the story about Matt Kuchar and his caddy in Mexico, where he didn't get the 10%. Yeah, that's okay. That's fine. They agreed to it ahead of time. I think they, what did they agree to? $3,000 ahead of time? And that if they won, if Kuchar won, instead of three, he'd get $4,000. Well, he won, and instead of giving him the $4,000, he actually gave him five. Okay. And then he offered him $15,000, I guess, and for some reason the caddy turned it down. And the caddy, actually, the caddy's not the one complaining about this. Have you noticed that? He's actually not the one complaining. It is an interesting story.
Yeah, it's interesting the story picked up a second wind this week, but it's also picked up a little more play on,
I think,
on golf.com.
I think because the tour is going to go to Mexico here shortly. I think that's the reason why. Because right now they're still in Southern California, but I think Mexico's coming up in a couple weeks. I think that's where it comes from. Now, this was not the same tournament because Phil Mickelson last year won the tournament. But they played another event in Mexico in November, and that's the one they're talking about that Matt Kuchar won. Now, $5,000 for a week's pretty good. I mean, you know, not we all can't make $10,000 a game like you-know-who, the award winner.
Well, that's right. Next week is the WGC Mexico Championship, and after that, the Puerto Rico Open.
All right, so that because the WGC is in Mexico next week, that's why it was brought up. That's why it was brought up. Because they're going back to Mexico, even though it's not the same tournament that Kuchar won.
Then they'll make the turn for those nice little ramp-ups leading up to the Masters, the Arnold Palmer and the Players.
Yeah, they'll make the Florida swing, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what the WGC Mexico replaced Doral. And I think part of it was they didn't want to play a tour event at a Trump Club. I think that actually is part of it.
And actually, the tournament this weekend, the Genesis Open, they're dealing with some rainy issues, and Tiger's round's been pushed back to Friday.
They all have been pushed back to Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, no, they've suspended play. They've suspended play. Lincoln Riley explains why Murray's size won't be an issue. I'd rather have him explain to me why he put his defense on the field first against Alabama when he had a choice. Okay. He's a genius.
Now, since the offseason, we can talk about that.
Not really, there, Lincoln. He's a genius. No, I didn't get that feeling that night. Murray's going to be an interesting guy there because, first of all, I really like his arm. I like his movement. There's a lot of things about him I like. Now, it's going to be interesting because Murray's got to go to the combine, right? Which means they actually do have to measure him. They claim that he is 5'10". Everybody else says he's 5'9". Okay. Let's see. Most batted passes. Murray had 5 batted passes this year. Dwayne Haskins had 5. Drew Locke had 8. Daniel Jones at Duke had 12. So he has the fewest drop passes of anybody rated in the top 50 prospects. Now, Jones, Locke, and Haskins are all 6'3 or better. Interesting. Right now, they have Haskins 1, Murray 2, Jones 3, Drew Locke 4, and Will Greer, whose footwork is the same as the Chief Dave Ritchie, 5. Greer has awful footwork. He really does. You watch him play, you're like, what? Who the heck taught him? His footwork's really, really mediocre. Joel Embiid saves actress's life. Actress Regina King. You've seen her in many, many things,
including the late 80s, early 90s sitcom 227.
227. She was also in the movie Enemy of the State with Will Smith.
Awesome singer as well. Yeah, great singer too.
Yeah. And of course, she's already she's nominated for Best Supporting Actress. Let's see. This is how it happened. Embiid, I really like him because he's an all-out guy. So he tries to retrieve a loose ball, and in doing so, launched himself into the Madison Square Garden crowd. King, who's perhaps best known for Friday, Jerry Maguire, Enemy of the State, just so happened to be seated courtside and found herself directly underneath Joel Embiid's leap. With the All-Star sneakers barely clearing her head, King made sure to confirm that she survived. And he was, I think he saw her, and I guess he jumped. He just did everything he could to kind of pull his legs up so he'd miss her. It's good that I saved her life, I guess, but someone else had to take the shot. I'm sorry about that. Somebody else got hit because she didn't. A Madison Square Garden network statistician, not as lucky. That person took the shot. There you go. Joel Embiid saving Regina King's life because it's more valuable than that of the Madison Square Garden statistician. Okay, Justin Fields, of course, transfers to Ohio State. There's a bigger issue with this here to me, and that deals with, in transferring, they're approving all these waivers. Now, some of these waivers, by the way, are being approved because the player's already graduated. Thus, they have their degree. So that is an automatic jump of approval, and you get to play wherever without sitting out. But then there are others, like Justin Fields, like Tate Martell, who went to Miami from Ohio State. Tate Martell got a waiver to play. Are you kidding me? What, because Urban Meyer retired? And Ryan Day became the head coach? Ryan Day was his position coach. Hey, Ryan Day was his position coach. I had to told him, hey, you're sitting out, pal. That would have been an easy call for me. As soon as I got the paperwork, I'm like, hey, you're sitting out. I already know the circumstances. And they're going to let him play? You just kind of sit there and you shake your head. But Barry Odom. Here's one. Let me get to the Missouri thing for a second. As you know, Missouri, because of I believe in either an academic advisor, someone within the organization, wrote papers for some student athletes, and in the process. That, of course, is illegal under NCAA rules. Baseball, softball, and football were placed on probation. Missouri can't go to a bowl game this upcoming season. So they're barred from postseason play in 2019 in football. Barry Odom's the head coach of Missouri, who, by the way, has done a good job. He says the 19 seniors on his roster are being contacted and bombarded nonstop by fellow coaches looking to take advantage of the NCAA allowing seniors to transfer without penalty due to NCAA penalties. And not only that, let's give Barry Odom credit. He names names. Who'd we beat 51-17 this year? Tennessee? Yep, those guys. That's what he told Dennis Dodd. They are nonstop reaching out daily, saying, hey, come here. The grass is not always greener somewhere else. Which then brings up the next part. If they're contacting the seniors who can transfer without having to sit out at Missouri, say that's true, and I have no reason not to believe Barry Odom on that. What's to keep schools from looking at mid-season, seeing that wide receiver Kevin Herr is playing a limited role, has eligibility? What's to keep them from contacting in the middle of the season? Remember, even though the players, a lot of them get so sick and tired of the recruiting process, and they do, many of them change their phone numbers and get new phones. But guess who usually doesn't? The parents. What's to keep somebody from contacting a parent? And saying, you know what? Kevin should think about coming here to name school. We got a spot for him. He'll play a lot. We can get him to the NFL. What's to keep them from doing that? Back channel, back door. It is a different time, a different era, and a lot that makes you shake your head. I know it's a different time, a different era, but I can tell you right now, Kevin can confirm that. In my household, that's not how we were brought up. We were brought up that work ethic and loyalty were two extremely important qualities to have. Now, loyalty has to be a two-way street. It just can't be loyal one way. But if somebody's loyal to you and you're loyal back, you've got something going here. You just feel like a lot of this is getting flushed now where it is, I'm not getting what I want, I'm going someplace else. Well, you know what? For a long time, I waited a long time to get what I have. I waited. Now, in the end, I was fortunate. My patience paid off. But I waited my turn. And it didn't mean by waiting I was going to get it. I still could have not been able to get it. And wait would not have paid off, but I thought it was the best way to do it. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. All right, one more half hour to go. Great to have you with us. A lot going on tomorrow's show. Patrick Chambers will join us on tomorrow's show. Looking forward to that. Penn State will play at Purdue coming up on Saturday. And congratulations to our colleague Kevin Herr, along with the coach Dick Hort, recognized by the PAB as the top broadcast team in the state for their work on the Shikellamy Central Mountain football game. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummelsworth on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Cupid's arrow has hit the bullseye. Cupid has hit the sign in front of Sunbury Motors Kia. Drive by and you'll believe in love at first sight too. Lease a new Kia for under $200 a month.
Wanna see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
Fall in love with this deal at Sunbury Motors Kia. Lease a 2019 Kia Forte LXS for just $196.40 a month for 39 months. But that's not all. During the Kia President's Day sales event, a 2019 Kia Sportage LX is priced at just $247.94 a month. And a 2019 Kia Niro LX starts at only $255.13 a month.
Both for 39 months.
All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Cupid hit the bullseye of savings at Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 1115 in Hummel's Wharf.
Leases are 39 months, 10,000 miles per year. $2,000 due at signing. No security deposit required. Tax and tags included. Offers expire 2/28/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. You know me, I always like to deal with the best at Sunbury Motors. Great product, great staff, great service department. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right, here's this story from South Carolina. You're going to love this. Remember the person a year, almost not quite a year ago, it was in April of last year, Mega Millions, right? Remember the jackpot got to $1.537 billion? Okay. And it turned out there was a single winner. How long do you think it would take, Sean, for you to claim that ticket?
I would keep it private. I'd keep it on the download for quite a while, but privately, it definitely would not take long.
I mean, look, let's be honest about it, okay? 8 minutes after the drawing, the suit would be at the office. I mean, you know that. Okay?
The lottery office or our office?
The lottery office. He'd send some lackey to clear out his office. Okay? Well, it turned out that the winner, this was on April 19th.
I don't know if
year.
It was the suit. He'd probably come back and win one, try and win one more award, then go out. Then go out on the high horse.
Oh, no, he'd bag everything. He'd be gone. My goodness. I mean, look, there's certain people you look at, they have loyalty to the person they see in the mirror. Okay. All right. The $1.537 billion has not been claimed. Now here's the problem. South Carolina, which is where they won, has a gigantic problem. Because they haven't claimed it yet, guess what hasn't happened? Huh?
Oh, the state budget.
The person has not paid taxes on it. They don't have the money yet. They haven't paid.
Taxes turning into the theme in this whole show today.
Oh, yeah. So now, listen to this. Guess how much the winner owes South Carolina once he or she comes forward?
Well, you would think...
Now, this is South Carolina. It's $61 million.
Yeah, that's I figured it, I automatically just thought like one third would be taken off right off the top.
Yeah, but then you got to think about federal, local, whatever. So this is just the state budget. So the state budget is they would get $61 million, but with the prize unclaimed. The State Board of Economic Advisors is expected today to suggest removing the $61 million windfall from the state spending plan, which, by the way, is 0.5% of South Carolina's $9 billion budget. The winner has until April 19th. Now, if the winner does not, come through and just decides to heck with this, then 44 states get the money back. 44 states. Wow. Now, you know darn well, at $1.537 billion, I don't care what your problems are with it. You do have to claim it. You got to claim it. Now, at that kind of money, who knows how many hours of financial planning and advising you need to make sure it's all put in the right spots, the right places, the right time, and how many people can you help out with it, and to what level? But the state now has to revamp its budget because they were expecting they'll claim it right away, right? $61 million. They don't have the money. Now here's the next one. Our old friend Tim Neverett has landed on his feet. He will be a part of the L.A. Dodgers broadcast. Charlie Steiner wants to reduce his schedule. He will still do Dodger games. Neverett will fill in for Charlie Steiner on the days he's not working. And Joe Davis has a national schedule, including Big Ten football. Joe Davis has a national schedule. And so Tim will fill in on the days where Joe Davis is gone. So that's what he's doing. So what are the Red Sox going to do? Well, they've officially announced Joe Castiglione will be back. But Joe's 72 years now, 72 years old. He's going into his 37th season. Sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? That 37th season thing. And they're going to rotate Mario Empemba, who was with the Tigers broadcast, but then got fired after he and Rod Allen got into an actual fight in the broadcast booth. My understanding is it was not Mario's fault, but it happened. I was talking to Corey Popus, who does the Twins broadcast. Corey told me that he thinks Mario's one of the best. Said he felt bad for him being this. But our old friend Matt Shepard, who's done this show many times with us, Matt Shepard's now the Tigers play-by-play guy. So Mario Empemba is going to do 55 games out of 162. Okay. Josh Lewin, who used to do the Mets, is going to do 55 games. Dave O'Brien, who does TV, will slide over and do some games. Sean McDonough is going to do 30 games. Lou Maloney, Dale Arnold will do some. Tom Caron will do some. And then there's this name. Guess who will do a few, not many, but a few games? Chris Berman. How about that? Berman's not going to do a lot, but he's still going to do some of the games. There's definitely a series with the Indians in May he is doing. It's kind of a wow deal.
Yeah, especially since it doesn't have anything to do with ESPN radio.
Right.
It's like last year when the big announcement came out that Brent Musburger was going to join the Oakland Raiders radio network.
I heard him do some games this year. With Sirius Academy, he did a great job.
He was recently on the Mike Tirico podcast with NBC Sports. He said he had a ball doing it, loved it.
You could tell. You could tell he was really into what's going on. And he's going to love it even more once they're in Las Vegas because that's where he's living. I mean, once they get to Las Vegas, he's going to love it even more. But he sounded great. Certainly hadn't lost anything off the old fastball. I thought he sounded terrific.
Well, he definitely timed it right going to Las Vegas with, of course, with the whole, Superior Court vote now, almost close to a year ago now, with the legalization of betting across the country. And, we're still seeing it slowly matriculate across the country. I mean, it's going to take a while and still a few more years for some certain states. But this is actually the first year you'll be able to go into New Jersey and place a prop bet on the Oscars. There's actually Academy Award prop bets in time for the Academy Awards for later this month.
Such as what? Like, can you actually bet on each category? Or?
Sure. I think, like, the basic ones, like Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, the Supporting Actor, Actress. I think it's just those, just the basic top awards.
Can I vote for cinematography if I'm in the mood? Or?
Not this year. Maybe. No? Hey, I maybe 3-5 years down the road, I throw down a $50 bet on your phone. Sure.
Not this guy.
I know you wouldn't, but I knew you wouldn't.
Not this guy. This guy's like, nah, too cheap.
Yeah.
I'll grease a few palms at the Purdy tournament, but part of that's to make up for the award winner who won't.
Our guy.
Craig, Chief, and I are like, yeah, sure, this is for charity. You guys have taken care of it correctly. Yes. I'm over here polishing up my award. Oh, my goodness. Tonight we're going to have on the show Patrick Chambers, Jim Ferry, the assistant coach. Charlie Schumann's going to be on the show tonight. We're going to talk about Thon tonight. Charlie has danced in Thon in each of the last 2 years. Now, he's not going to be dancing this year. Look, you dance in that one time, you've done your deal. And that's 46 hours where you're just trying to hang in. And to do it 2 years in a row is remarkable. There's no way in the planet Charlie could do it 3 years in a row, even though we were a quarterback club. So he says, you're going to do it again? He's like, yeah, I'll think about it. I looked over and said, you're not thinking about anything. You're not going to do that. It's somebody else's turn. But Charlie will be on the show tonight. We'll talk about Thon. Student Athletic Advisory Board. And you have to do this by raising money. Student Athletic Advisory Board was a non-factor in Thon for a long time. They decided after being more organized that they had to become a factor. I remember Matt Zanellato was the first one to generate enough funds, enough money among the football players to do it in dance. And then, of course, Charlie Schumann in each of the last 2 years. Charlie goes back to high school up in the Rochester, New York area, where he had a program called Big Helping. It's either Big Helping Little or Big Helping Small, one of the two. And if, whichever way I go with it tonight, he'll correct me. But that's how far back he goes in raising money. He did a lot of research as to how to do it. People he needed to contact. His father helped him a lot with that. And he carried that over into Penn State football. Eventually, this past year, Charlie earned a scholarship. And he was on scholarship all year. And that meant a lot to him. And it should mean a lot to him. It meant a lot to his family, too, because he put in a lot of hard work. Now he ends up, is he one of those guys that played a ton? No. But he was critical to the success because of what he did the other days of the week to help the program. And in terms of what he did for the image of the program, by all the hard work and dedication he's put into charity work such as Thon, Charlie's been worth his weight in gold around here because he's helped so many people. He will be on the show tonight, and I'm looking forward to talking to Charlie about that. Last year when we did a feature on Thon for Roar, on the basketball show, Charlie was one of the two people featured. Now, we did put him, the one that we ran this past weekend, I did have him put one sentence from last year in, and that was the, because I didn't interview him this year for it. I mean, at the quarterback club, I interviewed him about it. But in terms of an on-camera interview, we did that last year with him. But I had asked Jenny Rizzo, the field hockey goalkeeper, about how she's preparing to do this. And I inserted a slice from Charlie saying, there's no way you can get ready for this. Just on experience, you know, you can think about everything you're going to do, but there's no way to really be ready for it. And Jenny was going through a list of things. I think Jenny's mom's a nurse. And she was going through a list of things. Well, you know, you got to do this about nutrition. You got to do this about sleep. You got to do this. Then she's... in the end, I don't know if any of it's going to pay off. That will start tomorrow at the Jordan Center. 46 hours of dancing to benefit the Four Diamonds Fund at the Hershey Medical Center. I'll see if they can crack $10 million this year. It'd be great. It's for the kids. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, down the stretch, we got Patrick Chambers on the show tomorrow, Ben Jones, Chris Mack, Brian Tripp all on the show tomorrow. And Penn State will play at Purdue on Saturday. We have Shikellamy Wrestling coming up tonight at Belfont with Steve Williams. And the PAB Award for Outstanding Coverage of a Local Sporting Event. Was that award for the game itself, or was it for the Facebook thing on camera before the game?
The game itself. Yes, no Facebook Live pregame Periscope or nothing like that.
Oh, good. I feel better about it now.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he couldn't have done a Facebook Live if he wanted to, since we get Kevin on for a couple of minutes over on Eagle 107 when we do our game day leading up to the Seals Grove Seals game at 7. So about the time he normally would fire up Facebook Live, he'd be doing a Shikellamy preview on the radio for us over on Eagle.
We make such a big deal out of it, like it's like some noteworthy whatever, but he makes a big deal out of it.
A little 3-5 minute deal, him and the Chief, during basketball season, enjoying a little Swedish fish during the JV game before the opening tip of the varsity game.
Okay, you're supposed to say something to make me want to watch it. That doesn't do it.
It's like bonus, just like bonus coverage. It's almost like a behind the scenes.
Yeah, but I've been with those guys behind the scenes. That's another reason I don't want to watch it.
You sure have.
Hey, don't you think I've suffered enough? Well, congratulations. Well deserved, well earned. Sean on the screen here had to spell out to me what the award was about. PAB Award for Outstanding Coverage of Digital Media. What? I don't understand that.
I typed that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, great news. Congratulations. And what a way for Dick Hort to go out in his career, huh?
Yeah. And of course, he and his lovely bride have been spending time in Florida since Christmas time.
Yeah, what a great way to go out, going out on top.
I think it was barely a week after our holiday party. Flew south right after that. Loving life and the warm weather and gathering strawberries and fruit every day. Actually, that's what Horty has. He's been documenting actually that on Facebook.
What's that?
Well, he just takes pictures, you know, he gets a basket of strawberries and a basket of different types of fruit that he gets each day and shares that with his friends on Facebook.
Man.
Living large.
That's great.
Yep.
That's great.
It's kind of like that contest you see every year, you know, what pumpkin is going to, you know, weigh in as the largest pumpkin. I think it's like a quest that Horty has down in Florida looking for the largest strawberries.
Oh, that's great. That's actually kind of cool. I love strawberries. That's great.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah. Talking strawberries today here on Valentine's Day. You know, chocolate-covered strawberries.
Yeah.
Good stuff today.
Yeah, it's terrific. Chocolate-covered strawberries. You know, it's Valentine's Day. And you're going home to Deb. And... you know, I've got the talk show tonight, but then we'll go out to dinner, and one member of the staff is going home to his trophy. Okay, so that's it.
Well, I don't think he actually gets his trophy till May. I think it's like the first Monday in May is when they have the PAB Awards down in Hershey. So he's going to have to wait to actually get it in his grubby little hands.
Do we all have to go?
No, I think it's just him. Maybe Horty
maybe
will.
Roger
maybe Horty
wants to go. Roger, I don't want to go there.
Maybe Horty will go. Maybe he will.
Well, I hope he does.
He should go.
Does it cost anything to get in?
I think you do have to pay like a registration fee in advance and all that stuff.
I mean, like you and I should go just for moral support.
Oh, there you go.
All right. He gets the award.
Do a show from the do our show from the parking lot afterwards.
Hey,
right across the street.
All the award winners.
Yeah.
That's great.
Right
Meryl
across,
Reese, come on over, Meryl.
Right across the street from the roller coasters at Hershey Park.
Well, the heck with the show. We'll just go to the roller coaster. Well, Kevin and Dick, congratulations. Well deserved, well earned. I guess he let out a big yell in the station when he got it.
He did. I was concerned. I thought it was yelling at his computer. In an angry kind of way, I was concerned. I thought he was going to slam the door, but no.
Oh, not somebody with his cool and composure.
Our guy.
I can't imagine why you would have thought that.
What was I thinking?
Well, I know what I was thinking when you told me there was good news.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.